We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Gevias Choiv Mehayisoimim, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Hey. Nimtza, Rav Nosson Zal says, we see, based on what we've been learning till now, Shekol HaHakchoshos Nimshochin Mebechinas Pegam Upirud Chas V'Shom. That all litigations and disagreements between people regarding over finances are all the result of separation bibchinas klolius shtei hahasogasanal shel ben v'talmid, the separation between the two levels of understanding of Hashem that we discussed previously, which are the level of the son versus the student, the level of aye mekoim kevoidoi and maloi choloretz kevoidoi. Shal yidei zeh, when there is this separation, when these two are not working together properly, nifgam v'nechsar haparnoso shenimshach shom, it causes a defect and a lack of parnoso that's supposed to come from the union of these two. V'al kein, and therefore, kisheyesh hakchosho, when there is disagreement, tzrichin shvua, it requires swearing. Ki hashvua hu bechinas chibur uklolius shtei hasogasanal, because shvua, swearing, represents the union and the coming together of these two concepts. Bechinas koil, bechinas ki choil bashamayim uvaoretz. Ki hashvua bebechinas yesoid shehu bechinas koil hanal, bechinas bris ushvua. We know that the word shvua means to swear, and the word shvua is also used to refer to a covenant between a covenant is a form of swearing between Hashem and the Jewish people. The term shvua is used, the term bris is used, the term ois is used sometimes, and all of these, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, correspond to the sphere of Yesoid. Yesoid is foundation, Yesoid is the bris, and Yesoid is also referred to as a combination. We say in the Vayavorech David that we say every day, we say Lecho Hashem Hagedula Vahagvura Vatiferes Vahanetzach Vahahoid. We list the first five midos of Hashem. Gedula means chesed, and so to Gevura, the others. And then we say, Ki choil bashomayim uvaretz, that Hashem is everything in heaven and earth. The words ki choil are bigematria yesoid. Yesoid means foundation. Yesoid is referred to as this ki choil bashomayim uvaretz, that which unites heaven and earth, upper and lower, which in our case is these two concepts of maloi chol eretz kevoidoi and aye mekoim kevoidoi. Ki hashvua hi b'shem Hashem. Because when we swear, it's usually done with the name of Hashem, ubenekitas chefetz, and while holding an object, shehu has sefer Torah. V'ikr, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how shvua, which is associated with these two things, the name of Hashem and the Torah, both of these things, the name of Hashem and the Torah, combine Aye and Maloi, the two concepts we're speaking about here. Ve'ikar hachibur va'klolius shel shtei hasogasnal, the main union between these two ways of relating to Hashem, hu al yidei ha-Torah k'doisha, is through the Torah. Shehi gamkein sosim ve'galia. The Torah is also hidden and revealed. There's the aspect of soid in the Torah, the secrets of Torah, which are hidden. And then there's the revealed portion of the Torah, the nigla and the nistar. Kial yidei kol, and now Rav Nosson Zal explains it further. Kial yidei kol mitzvah u'mitzvah sheba Torah, anu mamshichin elukusa yisborach, lemato betoich ha'oretz hazois. Because through the performance of each and every single mitzvah, we are drawing Hashem from way, way up there, we're drawing him down into this physical world. Bebechinas meloi choloretz kevoidoi, in a display of Hashem's kavod filling the world, Hashem's kavod being displayed in this world in the form of mitzvahs, in the form of tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, kosher food. Rav Nosson Zal gives an example. Kionu loikhim hatzitzis hakdoshim. For example, we take the holy tzitzis. Shebisharoshon heim oyer godol venoiro veniskov moid moid. Which at its source, up in heaven, the tzitzis are an incredible, awesome, high level of light. At their place of origin, where the tzitzis, where the light of tzitzis originates from. Va'onu mamshichim oyer gavoya kozeh oleinu l'toich zeh ho'ila magashmi. And we draw that incredible high-level spiritual light, we draw it upon ourselves in this physical, materialistic world, al yidei shonu misatfin betzitzis, by us putting on this physical garment made of these, with the strings and everything. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'al yodom onu megalim ki maloi chol aretz kevoidoi, that by performing the mitzvah of tzitzis, we are showing that this great light called tzitzis is not just up in Atzilus or in Ein Sof, it can be brought down here, it can be revealed and displayed in this physical world. V'yafal pikein, and with all of that, tzrichen leida, we still need to know, ki adayin oir hatzitzis noiro venizga venela mitonam oid, that the light of tzitzis is way, way above us. It's something spiritual, way, way above us. Ki schar mitzvah b'hayalma leka, because the Gemara makes a statement that the reward of a mitzvah in this world cannot be shown, cannot be displayed. Ki yefsher lahasik soid tam hatzitzis, which means that it is impossible for us to fully understand the meaning behind the mitzvah of tzitzis, the reason for the mitzvah of tzitzis, and everything it accomplishes. Shehu bechina schar hamitzvah, which is included in this term, the reward for the mitzvah. What are the rewards? What's the produce of this mitzvah? Bozeh ho'olam. There's no way in the world that we can understand that in this physical world. It's way, way, way above us. So even though we get to see the garment with the strings and everything, we know that its spirituality is something that's way, way above and beyond us. V'chein b'chol ha-mitzvahs. The same thing is true of all the mitzvahs. U'v'chol divrei ha-Torah, and regarding all the words of the Torah. She'anu mamshichim elikusei oleinu bozeh ho'ila magashmi, whereby we have the ability to draw Hashem upon us in this physical world, bebechina sosim vegalia, in a form that's both hidden and revealed. There are aspects of it that are totally hidden from us, that we don't understand at all, and we can't understand, and there's the revealed aspect of it. V'zeu bechinas maloi va'aye, these two ways that we relate to Hashem, maloi choloretz kevoidoi and aye mekon kevoidoi. V'zehu gam kein bechinas shem Hashem. And the same exact thing is true regarding the name of Hashem. Shehu gam kein sosim v'galya, which is also hidden and revealed. Ki al yedei shmo yisborach, onu koyren oysa yisborach, because by mentioning Hashem's name, we call Hashem, umamshichem elekusay lamato, and we draw Hashem down, bebechinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi, in the form that the pasuk says Hashem's kavod fills the entire world. Avalaf al pikein, however, despite that, adayin hasogas shmo yisborach nela mitonu. The understanding of Hashem's name is still way, way above and beyond us. V'zeu b'chinas, and this is what Hashem says, loy kisha ani nichtov ani nikra, that it, the way I'm written, the way my name is written, is not at all the way it's pronounced. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, ze shmi lo'olam, this is my name permanently, And the Gemara says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Le'olam. The word Le'olam is written without a vav, so it can be read Le'olam. Le'olam means to be concealed. Le'olam ksiv. It's written Le'olam, which means this is my name, which is to be concealed, which is not to be pronounced the way it's written. It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. We don't pronounce it that way. V'zeh Zichri L'dor Dor. And this is the way I want to be mentioned from generation to generation. Shetzrichen L'kroisoi B'shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That we pronounce the name of Hashem, we say it as if it were written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Bechinas Malchus. Bechinas Adnuso Yu Malchus Yisbor. This refers to Hashem's authority and kingdom, Shemole Kol Hoilam, which fills the entire physical world, the entire materialistic world. So that's the way we pronounce it, Ulechavein B'Shem Havaya. However, we think in our mind, we think of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shehu Bechinas Sosim V'Nelam, which is completely hidden. We're not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to pronounce it. It's only in our thought. Bechinas Ayeh, like Ayeh Mekoyim, where is Hashem? Vaydezeh, and through the Torah, and through the name of Hashem, Koilalin Ho'oilomoy Selyoin V'Tachtoinim Yachad, we bring together the upper and lower worlds, the Shamayim and the Eretz, as we mentioned before. V'alkein, Al Yedei Hashvua, and therefore by swearing, which we said is also a bris, it's a covenant, it's yesoid, which combines upper and lower. And we swear by the name of Hashem, which is upper and lower, hidden and revealed. And we swear while holding a Sefer Torah, which is hidden and revealed. Ki nishboin b'shem Hashem u'benekitas chefetz. Because when we swear by the name of Hashem, and we swear while holding a Sefer Torah. Aydeze nizbarer ho'emes. This helps clarify the truth. V'nizbatel ha'akchosho v'akfira. And it eliminates all denials, all disagreements, shenim sheches mi pigam upirat chasashon, which are brought about when there's defectiveness, when there's separation bein shtei hasogas hanal, between the ayeh mekoyim kevoida and the meloich loretz kevoida. V'chein mevoyer besifrei kabbalah, and Rav Nosson Zal says it is also explained in the kabbalistic teachings. Sheshvua hu bechinas yesoid, that shvua, an oath, swearing, corresponds to the mid of yesoid, bechinas koil hanal, which is referred to as kichoil, everything, upper, lower, aye mole. So that's why the shvua, we said that litigation, disagreements, arguments come about when there's separation between aye and mole. The shvua is what reunites these two. And therefore, the Shvuah can clarify the truth. Paragraph of V'alkein. Now, based on everything we've learned so far, Habo lipora minichse yisoimim, when a person is coming to collect a debt from the possessions of the orphans which they inherited from their father, lo yipora ela b'shvuah. They can only collect if they're willing to swear that they were not paid before by their father in full. Afal pi she'ein hakchosho. And this applies even if the orphans are not denying, they're not disagreeing. Still, in order to collect a debt from orphans based on their on a loan that their father took out, the person who's coming to collect, the lender, must swear. Because of the fact that death got involved in this situation, meaning that the borrower died, that makes it impossible for us to clarify the truth here, unless we employ shvua, shehi bechinas hiskashrus uklol yeshtei hasogas kanal, which represents the bringing together, the union of the two hasogos of Aye and Mole. Ki ikar hamisa nimsheches mi pigam hanal, shepogam adam rishon bechetoi, v'aso pirud bein shtei hasogos hanal. Because we know that death came into the world as a result of Adam HaRishon making a separation. As a result of his sin, he caused a separation between Aye Mekoyim Kivoidoi and Meloi Choros Kivoidoi. Shemishom Nimsheches Hamisa. That's what brought about death. Shemafrid Bein HaNefesh Vaguf. Death is what separates the soul from the body. And we know the soul and the body are the concept of Aye Mekoyim Kivoidoi and Meloi Choros Kivoidoi. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki hamoves yafrid, because death will separate. So we see that death is separation. Ki shoyresh hanefesh nimshach mebchinas aye, because the origin of the soul is from aye mekoyim kevoidoi, from the highest spiritual level. Vaguf nimshach mebchinas maloi, whereas the body comes from earthliness, from dirt, from Meloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, Bechinas Malchus. Utzrichin lechabrom ulekololom yachad. And our mission is to bring the two together, to unite the two. Sheze ikrachayim. That's what life is all about, when the soul and the body are working together. Avla lidei pigam ho'odom orishoim. However, as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon, v'chatoi hadoyrois, and the sins of the following generations, goyrmen pirud chashom, that causes separation, ad shemuchrach hanefesh lifroid min aguf, which causes the soul to have to be separated from the body, shezeu b'chinas pirud bein ha'asogasanal, which is the concept of a separation between aye and maloi. Ve'ikar hatikun, and the main rectification of this, the main correction of this, al yidei hatzadikim amitim, is accomplished through the true tzadikim, sheheim b'misosom kruim chayim, where the Gemara says that the true tzadikim, in death, they are referred to as alive, living, meaning, ki hamoves Einoy mafrid beinehem bein hanefesh vaguf, because death does not cause a complete separation, a complete break between their body and soul. Al yedei shekimu hatoyra v'hamitzvos b'shleimus, as a result of the fact that these tzaddikim, throughout their entire life, they were fulfilling the Torah and all of its mitzvahs to perfection. Shaideze ikar hachibur vaklolius, and that's what brings about the union and the blending together of body and soul. We know that the Zohar HaKadosh says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal once said to his son Rabbi Elazar and his closest student Rabbi Abba that when you die, you're going to go to such a high level, you're going to be like angels. So the commentary is asking the Zohar HaKadosh, what do you mean? I thought tzaddikim are even higher than angels. And the answer, he was referring to their bodies. That the body, because they are such great tzaddikim, the physical part of them is going to achieve such an elevation, it's going to be as spiritual as angels. So we see again by the true tzaddikim, even in death, there's no big difference between the body and the soul. The body and the soul are together. Ve'ikar hatikun al yedei hadas shemashir achrov hatzadik u'emes. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 4, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which this whole halacha was based on, that the main way that this tikkun, this union of body and soul, this union of Aye Mekoyim Kevoid and Melochot Kevoid is accomplished, is through the das which the true tzaddikim leave behind in the world after they leave. When they leave the world, they don't leave it empty. They have left thousands of hours of their Torah that they invested in their family members, in their students and everything. So the das of the tzaddik is alive and well and continues to inspire and motivate in this physical world, even after the tzaddik passes away. Sheze ikara hachalifus. This is the main replacement and exchange. Al yidei shegam achar histalkusoy lamalo lamalo, so that even after the tzaddik leaves and he goes way, way up above, humeir bedore mata, his light continues to shine in those who are left down below in this world. As Dovid HaMelech prayed, Agura ba'oholcha oylamim, Hashem, allow me to live in your tent in worlds, oylamim, plural, in two worlds. He wanted to be living in both worlds at the same time. Kimavur heitev b'hatoyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains this very, very well over there in chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'chein kol odom, and so too, that's the great, great tzaddikim. But this also applies to each and every person. Kifi kiyumayas ha-toyrov ha-mitzvois, to the degree that the person tries during his lifetime to fulfill the Torah and all of its mitzvahs. U'kifi hiskarvusoy le-tzaddikei emes, and to the degree that the person succeeds in coming close to the true tzaddikim. Kain mevatel sitra demoisa. That person eliminates the standard definition of death from himself. Vezoiche lechayim gam achar misosoi. That person is zoiche to be considered living, alive, even after he passes away. V'al kain, and therefore, meyachar sheshoto sitra demoisa. In this litigation between the lender and the borrower, where the borrower died, which means that we see that death went into effect, shubachinas pirud, which is the separation, shemishom achizas hasheker, and when there's separation, that's when falsehood, sheker, gets involved, shehu hepechomis, which is the opposite of truth, shehu samodachaya, truth is referred to as the elixir of life, the medicine of life. K'moshom Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, le'inyan asra, regarding a particular place, the havukorolo kushta. That place, that city, was called kushta. Kushta means truth in Aramaic. Shiloyhoyu mesim sham. People did not die in that city. Nobody died in that city. The people wouldn't tell any lies. They were all truthful and honest, and nobody died. When it came time for somebody to die, they had to leave the city. Because of the fact that there was no lying, no falseness there. Nimtza, we see therefore, shemisa hu bechina sheker, that death is associated with lying, with sheker. Alkein, therefore, kisheshalto sitra demaisa, when in this transaction, when regarding this loan between the lender and the borrower, the borrower dies, which means death went into effect. Yefsher levarer hoemes, it is no longer possible to have the clear truth, kiyim al yidei hashvua, unless the lender is willing to swear. Shehu bechinas hiskashrus uklolius oilomois. We said swearing is the union, the bringing together of the upper and lower worlds. Bechinas chayim, it's synonymous with life. Swearing is synonymous with life. V'alkein beroiv hashvuos nizkar loshen chayim. Rav Nosson says this is why you find throughout the Torah, whenever anybody swears, they usually use the word life as part of the shvuah. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Chai Hashem, I swear by Hashem. Chai means life. Oy al kol ponim, or another form of this is chei nafshi, by the life of my soul. Again, we see that word chai being used by a shvua. Ki hashvua bechinas chayim kanal, because swearing, which represents that kesha, that union between upper and lower, that's synonymous with life. Paragraph Zayin, the final paragraph of this halacha. V'alkein, and therefore, kishemeis loive b'chayim alva, in a situation where Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and Shimon dies while Reuven is still living. Shimon the borrower dies, and Reuven the lender is alive. V'yachar kach meis hamalve, and then Reuven goes ahead and dies. Now the lender, both of them are dead. The borrower died first, and then the lender. Uboim hayisoimim ligvoismen hayisoimim, and Reuven's orphans approach Shimon's orphans to collect the debt. Your daddy borrowed money from our daddy. Pay up. Ein yecholin ligvois klal. The halach is that they cannot collect. Ki ein odom moirish shvua lebonav, because Reuven cannot pass on this privilege of swearing to his kids, to his orphans. Ki hashvua neged yasme haloiva. Because swearing against the orphans of the borrower, the only one who can do that is the lender himself while he's physically living. He can clarify the truth by his willingness to swear that Shimon did not return any part of this money to me. Shehu bechinas chayim. We said that shvua is associated with life. Bechinas hiskashru suklolis holomas, the union of the worlds. Aval meyachar shesholto hamiso gam bahamalve. But now that death has affected not only the borrower, but also the lender. The lender died. V'nifrad chiyusay migufoy, and his soul has departed from his body. The life has left his body. Kemoy haloive shemeis gamkein, just like the borrower who also died. Ein mi sheyachria beinayim. Now there's nobody left to clarify the truth between them. Meacha shesholto hamisa b'shneim, because of the fact that death took effect on both of them. V'nishorim hanechosim b'cheskas yasme haloive kemoy batchila, and therefore the estate remains in the hands of the orphans of the borrower like before. Nobody, Reuven's descendants cannot extract any money from them. The money stays with Shimon's orphans. Ki keneged yisoimim ein yochoy lohoirish shvua, because to go up against orphans, to try to extract money from orphans, a lender cannot pass on that oath, that shvua, to his descendants. Ki ikar hayerusha sheshayach labonim nimshach mebechinas hanal. Because the whole concept that inheritance gets passed down, that after a person passes away, his estate, his possessions go on to his children, that's based on what we mentioned earlier. Machma shekol hamomoin voashirus nimshach meadas hanal. Shemashir achrov leben v'talmid kanal, because all of the wealth and possessions of a person are attached to the das of that person, which he leaves over for his children or his students, which he passes on to his children or students. Al kein magia momoin hayirusho labonim, and it's because of that das that the money, the inheritance, the estate also goes to the children. She'aleihem nimshach ha'oras hadas shel aviyem, who are the ones who are receiving the das of their daddy, of their father. Ki ikar hadas mekabel aben, because Rabbein Azal shows over there in the Kutimran that the das of a person is normally passed on most to his son. Shekol atzmoi nimshach me'oviv, the son whose entire essence comes from the father, the son who is seed that originated in the brain of the father. Mamash, he's a piece of the father. So therefore, he's the one who's the most natural candidate to get the das of the father, and therefore he's the most natural candidate to get the possessions of the father, because we learned earlier that the possessions are tied into the das. And as Rabbein Azal explains over there in chapter 7 on Likut Imran. And this is the whole secret, reason behind why children inherit from their father, shenimshach mehashoras hadas shel hatzadiko emes leben v'talmid. Because even if their father wasn't a Talmud Chacham, even if their father didn't have so much Das Torah, there is the Tzaddik. There's the Tzaddik of every generation. And the Tzaddik is the one who surely makes sure to leave behind his, to inject his Das into his children and into students. Shemishom kol shefa ha-parnosav ashirus. And that's the source of all shefa and all wealth and parnasa of the entire Jewish people. V'alkein shayech ha-yerusha labonim, v'afilu im ho'ov ha-ben einom b'nei das Torah. And this is why the standard law in Judaism is that the inheritance, the estate, gets passed on to the children, even if the father and the children were not b'nei Torah, they were not people who spent time studying Torah. Still, the default is that the estate goes from father to son. Afal pikein, because even if they're not b'nei Torah, afal pikein miyachar shehem mizera Yisrael, as long as the father and son are from Jewish seed, bevadai mushrosh nafshon b'Torah, their souls are definitely rooted and connected to the Torah. And their souls are also connected to the tzaddik. Bifrat shebevadai kol echad miYisrael yesh lo eizeh chelek b'Torah. Especially since we know that every single Jew is connected to the Torah. Afilu amoretz, even a person who just about doesn't study Torah, al yedei hamitzvos unekudos toivos shenimtzoim behem. As a result of the mitzvahs and the good points that are found in every single Jew, even those Jews who aren't studying Torah that much. We know the Gemara makes a statement, afilu reikonin shabuch, even the emptiest of the Jews with the least study of Torah, melei in mitzvahs karimoin, are packed with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is packed with pits. Ukishemeis, and when the person dies, Nishar hamomoin shenimshach mizeh hadas b'sharoshoi levonov achrov. The money that this person had, this borrower, any money and any possessions that he had, which came from das, are passed on to his children. Ki hakoil echod, because it's all really one. Ki hamomoin nimshach miklolius hasogas ben v'talmid. Because we saw earlier that the parnasa, the money, is generated through the union of son and student. Sheze ikar hachalifus v'ashorakna. And that's the main thing that a tzaddik, or that a person leaves behind when they leave the world, they leave behind children and students. V'alkein ein yochoy lahoirish kiim hamomoin sheberer b'chayov. And it's for this reason that the lender can only pass on to his children monies that he purified while he was physically living. Shenimshach mikloli esanal. Those monies came from that union. Aval hamomoin sheloi hoye lo ischus kiim al yidei shvua neged yisoymim. Whereas those monies which even the lender could not possibly get them, he could not extract those monies from the orphans of the borrower unless he was willing to swear, unless the lender was willing to swear, shehu b'chinas chayim v'klolius kanal, swearing represents life and the union, u'betoich kach niftar, and before the lender had a chance to do that, before he had a chance to take these orphans to court and to swear over there that this money that they have is his, before he had a chance to do that, he died. V'sholto gamboi sitra demoisa, and death took effect also on the lender. Shuv ein lo yischus boi lahashir levon of achro. He no longer has any attachment to that money to pass it on to his children after him. Meyachar shehu biatzmoi loy zocho levarer ho emes b'chayim. since he, the lender, did not go ahead and clarify the truth while he was living. If when he was living, he would have approached those orphans and sworn that their daddy never gave him back the money, then he would have brought clarity to the situation. He would have brought truth, life to the situation. But since he didn't do that, and he ended up dying, he himself ended up dying, the lender, ad sheniftar, v'nisharim hanechosim b'cheskas yasmei haloiva. Therefore, the possessions remain in the hands of the orphans of the borrower. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude this group of laws, the laws of collecting debt from orphans